Listening to CITR 101.9, this is Pop Drones, episode number 7, I believe. That was Cresting, a group from Montreal that was taken from a sampler that was sent my way from Fixture Records, a brand new label out of Montreal. Digging pretty deep down there. It's pretty much all Montreal stuff on that label right now. And you can check out that stuff at fixture-records.com. A lot of exciting stuff on that label right now. Up next, we have a brand new one from the Mantles from San Francisco. This is Mantles, Don't Lie.
And
That was a brand spanking new one by Matt K. Shrug, based out of Sacramento. That was on Plastic Idol. Brand new 7-inch. That song was called We Are So S-O-L. And just before that was a group called Reports. They're based out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. That song was called Bill Wyman Metal Detector. That was on the Ride the Snake label. That's a brand new 7-inch as well. Just ahead of that was The Mantles, the brand new 7-inch on Mount Saint Mountain with Don't Lie. And starting off the set was Cresting with Variation on a Variation, with taken from their Fixture Records sampler. Up next we have the OCs. We're going to be taking a track from a brand new LP that just got put out on the Kill Shaman Records label. And it's a compilation of demos of tracks that most of these tracks have already been released on various OCs and OCS records over the last couple of years. So it's kind of blown out, four-track demo style. And then we're going to follow that up with some Yikes, which was another John Dwyer project. But this is the OCs with Rainbow 1 and 2.
Thank you.
That was the Nothing People with It's Not Your Speakers, brand new LP on SS Records, based out of Sacramento. Nothing People being from Orlando. Just before that was Yikes with Carol Ann off their Wokoma's Blood Bomb, a one-sided LP. This is a reissue on vinyl that was taken from a CD that was released about two years ago on a Kill Shaman label. And just ahead of that was the OCs with Rainbow 1 and 2, that also being on the Kill Shaman label. Got a whole bunch of new stuff for you coming up. I've got to do a couple promos here, so we'll be back in a minute.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. It's almost 10:30. We're going to play some Teeth Mountain for you. This is pretty much going to play the full side of a brand new LP on the Not Not Fun label, Teeth Mountain being based out of Baltimore. And if you happen to catch Dan Deacon the last time he came through town, and he had a big backing band, he had about nine people backing him up and several drummers. Most of that was Teeth Mountain, who actually opened that night up. They were supposedly fantastic. I had just missed them, unfortunately, but this LP is just going to have to do me until I catch them the next time. Right now, this is Teeth Mountain with Live On. We'll be right back. You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was Teeth Mountain, based out of Baltimore, Maryland, USA. That's an excerpt from Side A off of their brand new LP on Not Not Funds called Live On. Pretty sure that's just a one-piece live recording, just split over two sides of vinyl there. Don't have time to play the whole thing. We got too much new stuff here for you. We got some brand new stuff from Bardo Pond coming up. And then we got a little piece from the Windy and Carl Tour Only LP, which, yes, as you heard, was Tour Only. I did not get to see them on the tour, but Aquarius Records managed to pick up a few of those, the mighty Aquarius Records based out of San Francisco. And yeah, we got some other goodies. Josh Rose should be giving us a call today. He sent me a little tape, and we'll be playing a little section from that, and we'll be hearing from him probably a little after 11 o'clock. Again, this is Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Right now we got some Bardo Pond for you. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 and Discorder Magazine are hosting an epic Canada Day party at the Astoria. Come celebrate 142 years of Confederation featuring Gang Violence, Reflections, MT40, and guest DJs Ian Wyatt and No Gold. Doors are at 10 p.m., show starts at 11. Join us for a night of amazing local sounds at 769 East Hastings, the Astoria, on Wednesday, July 1st.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
You're back on CITR 101.9 with Pop Drones. I'm your host, Mark Richardson. That last track was Bardo Pond with 8,000ers off their brand new Important Records LP release called Gazing at Sheila. That's two long, heavy psych jammers, and that's what we're going to continue on with a good chunk of the show here. We got some Windy and Carl with Heavy Winged up right now, and then we're going to follow that with a short little track off of their tour-only LP. But right now, this is Windy and Carl and Heavy Winged with Monolith Earth.
Thank you.
You're back with 101.9 CITR Pop Drones. That was a collaboration between Heavy Winged and Windy and Carl. I forgot to mention at the beginning of that track, I should have done that, but on one channel is Windy and Carl, and the other channel is Heavy Winged. Heavy Winged being the more monstrous psych version, and Windy Carl kind of holding down the ambient psych end of that. You should be able to get that. It should still be available. I'd try Aquarius Records on that one. It's a nice picture disc. Comes with a CD version with a bunch of bonus tracks on that one. Beautiful work by both of those very prolific artists. Coming up soon, we have a phone call from my main man, Josh Rose. He will be introducing a cassette that he handed off to me yesterday, a pretty mysterious cassette. I don't know too much about it myself, but he'll be describing it and have a little anecdote. At first, we're going to play a track by Robin Allied, which is his now defunct group, who will be putting out a new 7-inch, I guess a goodbye 7-inch in the coming months. This is actually a live track taken from their very last live show. Quite powerful stuff. Josh will be with us in about 10-15 minutes, but until then, this is Robin Allied.
We're all going our separate ways. Noel decided to move his...
I'm so high on coke right now.
He's decided to move his family back to Africa, where they'll be safe from the storm.
Finally!
Ian's running away from a life of crime.
Thank you.
All right, we're back on the air, 101.9 CITR. We're about to talk to Josh here. That was his band, Robin Allied, unfortunately defunct, but they should have some recordings coming out pretty soon. Let's see if I can get him on the line here. Hold on a second, folks. You there, Josh?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the air. Hey, so I played that the first song off that the live set. What's that song called?
Oh, I can't even remember what we played.
It was the one where Ian sings...
But
like,
kind of long, repetitive.
Yeah, yeah. My house is.
It's called KGB.
Okay, KGB. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I just had this woman call just before you called. I thought it was you. I didn't get her name, but she wanted to book you guys. I guess she knows this guy Ron in Victoria who books noise shows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But she was like, "Oh, do you have any griefer?" And I was like, "I don't even think I've heard of griefer."
Oh, that's funny. I was going through stuff to get you to play on your show, in my little segment here. And I pulled out a griefer cassette. It's cool. He's like a power electronics guy. Been going for a long time. He's done this noise fest in Victoria for like, I don't know, like 7 years now or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she was saying. I doubt CITR has anything here. I'll have to ask Luke and see if he knows anything. But
yeah, he's usually pretty good about promo, but yeah, you should scoop around. There's like it's like a very professionally manufactured CD that he put out himself with like beautiful artwork. It's called Brute Force.
Okay.
Yeah, he's interesting. He's got a lot of his subject matter has to do with, he's like an IT professional. That's information technology for those of us who don't understand computers like myself. A lot of his subject matter is based around privacy issues to do with the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to do a griefer call in here. We'll have to name this segment sometime soon, I think.
Yeah, yeah, we'll come up with something.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we about to hear?
So I gave you a tape that I bought from an art show who was put on by somebody both of us know as a customer and a fan of music. This guy named Sean, hopefully I pronounced his last name right, Coggins.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. He's a regular Zulu customer, buys a lot of metal. He also downloads a lot of metal. and he's also a very ferocious, sorry, my phone's ringing here, ferocious music consumer in all ways. And he's like often brought in, mixed CDs for both of us, mostly of metal, mm-hmm. Mostly very obscure metal. Sweet guy.
Yeah,
and he had an art show at Access Gallery that ran from February to April of this year, and it was called FWTBT, and then in brackets, I dream of Lars Ulrich being thrown through the bus window instead of my master, mystical Cliff Burton. yeah, and the art show sort of revolved around the iconography of metal bands, particularly black metal bands, and their logos. And for anybody who's not familiar with particular world of music, often these logos are like kind of Rorschach test-esque palindromic images of the band's name. Impossible to read. Often like symmetrical in shape, often incorporating numerous upside down crosses, pentagrams, wings, spikes,
drippings,
horns, etc. Drippings, yeah. And the art show that Sean had up mostly consisted of screen prints of these band logos layered on top of each other to basically create these kind of like vortexes of black. Sort of surrounded by this kind of like uncanny halo of just the bits and pieces, the ends of these logos. So you could pick out, like, if anybody's familiar with bands like Sarcophago or Mayhem, I definitely like picked out those logos just by the tips and ends of their symbols in these vortexes. The show had a few other elements, so one of them was 50 cassette tapes with 60 black metal bands per side and a piece of music that was actually playing in the gallery, which, funnily enough, I when I went to see the show, I had to ask the gallery watcher to turn the music on because they said that it was disturbing to listen to for more than like a couple hours at a time.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, which I was a little appalled that I had to ask for them to turn it on. But so you walk in, you think, okay, it's going to be like a show of these beautiful silk screens. You walk into the access gallery, and it's a pretty small space, and emerging from a huge black vortex on the wall, a huge black hole made up of, again, like layers of band logos, is this thing. It's like vaguely coffin-shaped, but more like some kind of biomechanical rock formation, or like the foot of a giant, or... I can't even describe it. It was like a barrier, like a Jersey barrier, mm-hmm. but painted black. It had a black skull on the end of it and a boot knife in the skull. And from inside came this noise, this like basically white noise, and then it kind of disintegrated, and I was like, oh, it's made up of these black metal tracks that have been layered on top of each other. And the sort of unofficial title of the cassette tape, which is a recording of this noise that was part of the installation, is Black Metal Makes White Noise. So Sean's kind of like idea of layering the logos was sort of extended to the music, and he layered the music until it literally becomes sort of like a miasma of white noise. And then as the differing lengths of track sort of run out, you get to hear the sort of like the uncanny little like ends and beginnings of things, little drum fills and like the kind of ambient outros of songs.
Yeah, this should be interesting. I haven't even listened to this yet. You gave this to me yesterday. I haven't had a chance. So this is actually my first listening party for this one, and I guess we'll be sharing this with a few other people. So we're going to play that now. I guess we'll just play the first side. It's a 15-minute long tape, I believe.
Yeah. And I'm not certain, but the way it played in the show was it would play forward, so it would start with noise and then sort of disintegrate into these bits and pieces, and then it would back up. It would, like, go in reverse, and so you would, again, hear the, like... The bits and pieces, but eventually it would like rage into this kind of like wave wall of noise.
Okay, interesting. All right, we're about to hear this. This is Sean Coggins, I believe. I guess this is untitled. Does this have a name?
It's untitled, and then in brackets, I think, was this Black Metal Makes White Noise, 60 Black Metal Bands Aside, or something like that.
Okay, so we're about to hear that right now. Thanks for calling, Josh. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. We're just about to get in gear for a noise. We got one more track for you. It's going to be The Rita, Shark Knifing, brand new 7-inch. This is The Rita with Shark Knifing. We'll be right back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.